Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Christmas time.
Santa Claus is coming
to town with presents.
Hey, everyone.
He's got a quarantine for 14 days.
Yeah, he's going to trouble
It's a Christmas special.
I thought you were about to say Christmas miracle, and I was like, maybe we need to talk about what you define
as
a Christmas miracle.
The word special was a very accurate description of what that was.
It picked it. For a reason. How are you all, everyone? I am Zane C. Weber, one of your hosts on this Christmas special of Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, here with all of our trusty hosts on my left.
That's me, Miranda Selwood.
On my right,
Julie Eisentrager.
And directly across the table from me,
it's me, KB.
Woo!
Are we all feeling Christmassy, everyone?
My childlike Christmas ad in that beginning.
Yeah.
It didn't sound particularly childlike.
It wasn't tuneful, that's for sure.
I think that mostly my on-air singing has been for bad reviews with Julie. And
yes.
It's hard to just get out of that.
I'm sorry, mindset. Getting to know you, I do believe, was the very first.
Yeah, but I've had a lot of practice at that.
And also that's not improv.
That wasn't improvisational.
Song.
Yeah. As by the way, folks, that was an improvised song. I know it sounded like we wrote it and rehearsed it for a long time, but
yeah,
KB is still refusing to take part in the Christmas song,
which is rude. The vibes I was going for was like terrible.
Yeah,
and
no, I think we accomplished
solid
it.
Success.
I know, I nailed it. I nailed
on that note, should we tell the listeners what we're doing for our special?
If we have any listeners left after
can you imagine opening with that? And they're like, nope.
First time listeners, unfortunate.
Musicals Taught Me Everything.
What?
I'll just be moving on.
What we are doing is we are each going to pitch a Christmas-themed musical. Now, as we've discussed on previous Christmas episodes, like, you can have Christmas as like a setting where the story is happening at Christmas, or Christmas is one of the big themes where it's like, oh, what does Christmas mean to a family? Or Christmas can be like the whole thing, like Elf.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're pitching original musicals, right?
It's an original musical.
Andrew Lloyd Webber would call it original.
In the sense that there isn't a musical already. But
correct.
A show that isn't
a musical currently.
You are all cop-outs.
I'm not.
Say. Yeah, no, me and Miranda, we're the good ones.
Although we're making money though, so.
Okay.
Technically, I did steal my story from the Book of Matthew, but I think it's out of copyright, so I'm fine.
All right. Well, who wants to go first? Should we?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll go first. I'll rip the Band-Aid.
What do the rest of us do while Julie's pitching?
We ask questions.
Interrupt.
Okay. I can do
judge
that.
It.
Yeah.
Be judging.
Like, how serious are we about the 2-minute elevator pitch? Or would you just like to hear the pitch?
Well, I'm going to time it.
Okay, so.
Well,
so
we're
we
never
have,
very serious
we have
about
the 2-minute pitch, and then we have like two numbers and a cast, right?
And some characters,
yeah.
All right.
Casting.
I'm going to give you
an
outline. So, in true Andrew Lloyd Webber fashion, I've stolen the text and concept and general idea for this musical. I have decided to make a Deck the Halls 2006 film turn musical.
I have no idea what this is.
It's genius. It's what KB's love is. So this this musical is about...
Is it a Hallmark Christmas movie?
No.
It's a fully funded blockbuster.
The cast is the cast, by the way, so don't let that on. What happens is this guy moves into the neighborhood. You've got Goody Two Shoes dentist guy. I think he's a dentist. Goody Two Shoes dentist guy optometrist guy, who forever and a day has been doing the most beautiful Christmas displays with his Christmas lights. Like he's been known for Mr. Christmas. He is Mr. Christmas. And then we have these new people move into the neighborhood who are a bit tacky. They're a bit meh. And they move in and take over Christmas. He's like, I am now like, watch me fly. Watch me put on the most Christmas lights I've ever put on a house ever. And it's basically a competition between the two of very petty competition between the two of who has the most amazing Christmas display. Now, putting this into a musical context, I'm keeping the original cast from the movie because the cast is... actually, I might replace one of the wives. The Goody Two Shoes Dr. Steve Finch will be played by Matthew Broderick.
Musical.
The Buddy Hall will be played by Danny DeVito.
Don't care now.
Okay.
His wife, Tia Hall, will be Christian Chenoweth.
That's fair because they're of a height.
The person who I may replace... Kelly Finch, which is Matthew Broderick's wife. I might, instead of having Kristen Davis, I might replace it with his real life wife, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay.
Because we know she can sing. And then they have children who... it sounds like I'll be home for Christmas. I'm continuing.
So the cast is outside of the time. So you finish with the plot,
right? Yeah. Plot. Yeah.
Is it the competition between two people to have the best Christmas display?
Pretty much.
What makes the Danny DeVito characters, Danny DeVito pairing, tacky?
It's the two fully grown teenage daughters, not fully grown, just very much teenage daughters in their super short... What were they wearing? Like super, super tiny mini skirts with like the UGG boots and you're like boob tubes. But Christian Chenoweth is also wearing that.
Also, we're slut shaming. Is that what we're doing?
This is what that musical does. It's their options. I said they were tacky.
Right. Okay. But so what differentiates between the two? Like are both families like super into Christmas and like just decide
no,
to like
No, Danny
fight?
DeVito is not. And he becomes into it for whatever like selfish, I just want to be better than him kind of reason.
Oh, okay.
It's not a good movie. As KB pointed out, not a good movie.
Oh, it's
but
so good to
hilarious.
Watch but by the end, does he learn all about the spirit of Christmas accidentally and then everyone become... No,
I
there's
mean,
no lesson to
they
be
do,
taught here.
No, they do become like a cohesive...
Neighborhood unit.
I wouldn't say...
Is there another villain that comes in that they team up against?
No.
Okay.
They just fight against each other. However... So cast, copy-paste, add Sarah Jessica Parker, take out Kristen Davis. I think musically we could have two very big numbers. I would like a very big tap spectacular of...
Spectacular?
A spectacular of Deck the Halls in a very like... non-conventional Deck the Halls sound. Like I want...
Like poppy or rocky or rappy?
Rappy.
Or, oh.
Rappy. But not rappy. I want like... It's going to be bad. I want it bad.
Oh. So you're making like a once-off
Christmas
special.
So it's not like a funk tap.
Kind of.
Sweet.
But not...
Is Danny DeVito tapping?
Yes.
He is now.
And is there a tap battle?
There is now.
Cool.
This is great. So I do want to take the Halls in there. I also think I want... there is a big mashup that's in the movie of a whole heap of different Christmas songs that the lights are in time to. I want to incorporate that because I think this could be like a lighting designer's like everything they've ever wanted to do in one big lighting mess.
Amazing.
In the best way humanly possible.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think it would make a great like outdoor arena spectacular.
Yeah. Could.
Like a musical in the park.
Dude. Yeah. Use two actual houses. It could be in anywhere.
Two
festival.
Actual houses in the middle of a sports field. What do they call
even,
it? An oval.
Even just
an
on
arena.
A street. On a street where the audience sits in like chairs
few
on
houses
the front
down.
Lawns. On the front lawns and the two houses are fighting.
Yeah.
And like as the
And they come in and out of the houses for like vignettes of this Deck the Halls.
Most
okay,
of the
this
show
is great.
Happens
I'm
on,
loving
the,
this.
On the street.
It's an Anywhere Festival. Like we're good plugging Anywhere Festival. Hi guys.
For those of you not in Brisbane, Anywhere Theatre Festival is exactly what
it's
sounds like.
Theatre
it's
that happens somewhere, not a theatre.
So I think there's a lot of potential for pyrotechnics when the lights don't go as
this is amazing
planned. A lot for lighting, a lot for like, I just want costumes that also look like lights. I'd like a lot of sequins on some background dancers.
Yes.
I mean, if they're tacky, they can wear all sequins.
Literally anything.
The ensemble can play the roles of the lights.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and so when you've reached like peak lights, you have dancers covered come in Christmas in. Lights yes. doing a kick line.
No, you have them come in reflective wear, like reflective yeah. little mirror ball outfits almost, and they just reflect the lights everywhere and it's a big mess for lighting designers.
Okay.
What was I going to say? I do want to, again, classic Andrew Lloyd Webber, pull a song from somewhere else and bring it into this musical. I would like to do Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better, Christmas style.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's tacky. It does not take itself seriously. It knows it's bad and it puts everything you've ever seen in a musical on stage.
Amazing.
Or
10
arena.
Out of 10. Congratulations, Julie. I wish you the best for opening night.
Amazing.
Break a leg. Everyone's up. Looking at you, KB.
Oh, me. Yep, KB. Yep.
I'm not an original. Are we dispersing the original?
Everyone's looking at you, Zane.
Okay. Mine is, I haven't got a great title for it, but it's called The Rest of Us.
Mm-hmm. The Rest of Us?
Oh, yep. I know. Oh, no, I don't know it because it's original.
Correct.
Just come up with another musical.
No. So it is set at Christmas time, but not on Christmas Day. It is a Festivus musical.
Oh, so it's not original.
So, Jason Alexander is the black sheep of his family, and the matriarch of this family has just died, leaving all the children a lot of money. So they've all kind of splashed out and done something, but Jason Alexander is going to host everyone for Christmas. And because he's the black sheep, he doesn't really like Christmas. Everyone's like, oh, this is nice. And he hires a whole suite of servants all in Christmas costumes to get the family in. But basically, he's going to, once they're in, lock them down. And on the 23rd of December, they're going to have a Festivus for the rest of us. And it's not over until someone beats him in a wrestling match.
Amazing. Is Jason Alexander playing himself?
I've only given you actor names. I haven't got character names yet.
If someone is playing Jason Alexander?
Basically, so I just want to say what this turns into is a Clue-like mystery musical where people are dying and trying to kill each other, basically. The Jason Alexander kind of...
I don't remember that happening in Festivus.
It doesn't, but it's a Festivus musical, and basically the whole family's are bad people, kind of like...
Gentleman's
Guide. No, Knives.
Knives Out.
Yeah. And so it's
or
basically a story about their fortunes built up because of a Christmas store empire. So they're really Christmas based. So it's basically the underlying is about like how they're all really commercially involved in Christmas. But Jason Alexander's just like, no, you're all terrible people and you're going to face that fact right now. And then terrible people doing what terrible people do, it gets out of his hands and they start like fighting and killing each other.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
I love it.
But horror musical.
Music?
Horror Christmas musical.
Suspense comedy, I was going to say.
Suspense comedy.
What music are we having?
Okay.
What are you thinking?
So, the two numbers that I have planned, the opening, which is called For the Love of Christmas, it's basically a big ensemble number of all the characters kind of coming in, being introduced, carrying big Christmas presents. It's really to introduce the ensemble.
Empire.
And
there's your timer, but you finished your plot.
Yes, yeah. Basically, just set the scene that there is a lot of servants here because as soon as the house is locked, the servants are there to enforce the Festivus rules.
Whoa.
So whenever anything just plain happens, they basically come from the chorus of like, if it's a Festivus miracle and that sort of thing. And so they don't let anyone out and that sort of thing. But it's basically people coming in and they're all like, Christmas is great because of the gifts and Christmas is great because I can do all this stuff and Christmas is great because I get to buy things.
You just named all the things that I think are great about Christmas.
Yeah, that's what everyone likes about Christmas. We get to be unapologetically consumerist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then the end of Act One, which is kind of when things just kind of go off the rails. I think the patriarch, so the widower, is basically super paranoid that his children are going to try and kill him to get the rest of the fortune, because they only got half of it from the mother. So he's kind of going up and he's setting traps around the house and or trying to hide out. And the end of Act One is called The Plots, and you've got all these different groups, like husband, wife, and children, or like pairs of like siblings that kind of get along, stalking around trying to find the others and kill them. And you've got all these little mini confrontations, similar to the end of Act One. The end of Act One in Bat Boy, where everyone kind of comes on in the middle of all this turmoil, states what they're doing and where they're going and what happens. And then at the very end, the lights go out, three gunshots.
Ooh. I love it. Can I what? Can this be done like ASAP?
I would like to with this exact cast if I could.
Okay.
So, you know, I've cast Jason Alexander as the instigator, basically.
Yes.
Because he's funny, he's goofy. All of these are basically character actors or comedians. Patriarch, I want John Lithgow.
Nice. Of course you do.
Yep, I really do. Now, Miranda's going to hate me for this, but I want Nathan
Miranda's
Lane.
Miranda's going to play.
No. I want Nathan Lane and Padgett Brewster as a drunk couple.
Amazing.
But they're both confirmed gay, but they're married for convenience, but it's no longer, they don't need to be married anymore. They just really get along.
Is the reason I'm going to hate this because you're not using the original?
I haven't put Paul F. Tompkins in that role.
You could
swap Paul him around. You could swap him in there, but I didn't want it to just be Thrilling Adventure Hour, the musical.
I do.
Yeah, look, well, you've still got time to write it down in your pitch. Paul F. Tompkins is in there as the chef, as like the hard Dumbai and stressed chef, and Alan Cumming is the snarky gay butler.
Amazing.
Who is basically teaming up with literally everyone and so playing good. Them all. The other ones that I've got in there as possible family members: John C. Reilly, Viola Davis, Christina Ricci, Jennifer Coolidge, Megan Mullally, and Richard Ayoade.
I want Jennifer Coolidge, please.
Yes.
Right. Please and thank you.
Audra McDonald?
Audra McDonald, I haven't put her in there just because
she's too classy for this.
Yes, absolutely. Like this is a John C. Reilly production where John C. Reilly is being funny rather than heartfelt.
Can I have a Mary Steinberg?
Bergen?
Yeah, I realize that a lot of my... I've kind of got the older generation and I have left a lot of the younger generation free because I think I don't
Zac
really...
Zac Efron will play all
I mean, Mary Steinberg is deaf. I wouldn't say she's younger generation.
Yeah.
She's definitely older generation.
Sure.
She's Ted Denson's wife.
Well, that's what I said. I've got a lot of the older generation.
Right.
I haven't cast any younger roles.
Right. So Miranda is correct. Zac Efron. He said yes.
I mean, sure.
Miranda is correct.
Tricked him into saying yes.
He's the first one to die. Easy. Yep.
Christmas comes day. Back as a ghost.
Chandelier. I'm sorry.
Because you killed Zac Efron with a chandelier in the first 10 minutes of your show, unfortunately, you only get a 9 out of 10 from me. But congratulations.
Unless he's singing Chandelier.
We started writing. We started rating. When did you
start? I started rating.
Oh, did I? I win.
Is it my turn or KB?
No, we have to go KB.
I'll go because mine's not original
text,
to be quite fair. I love Christmas because I get to watch a shite ton of...
That doesn't make it better, KB.
Tacky Netflix.
It does.
Tacky Netflix.
But it makes for a great excuse.
It's so good. And to be fair, I did start in September this year.
Whoa,
because
KB.
There's
a lot now
coming out from...
They're churning them because do they know?
Bam, bam, bam.
We're going to watch them.
Exactly. Some of them are years old, but they're being added. Anyway, my personal favorite trash Christmas film...
Oh, here we go.
...is The Princess Switch.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so we're going to turn
did
the...
Did you see there's a third one?
I
and
did.
Now there's three of... Anyway.
Yeah,
disgusting,
so
right?
Zane's shaking his head.
So I'm turning The Princess Switch into a musical because it calls for it, really.
Okay, I have a big question right here at the start before you continue your pitch. In The Princess Switch, the two roles are played by the same actress. Is it possible to do that?
Yes.
Okay, she's going to address
it.
Guys, okay, I'm going to start the timer.
If you have not seen the movie, it's really simple.
It's awful.
A chick from Chicago wants to... participate in a baking competition in Genovia, actually Belgravia, but we all know that Genovia is the made-up city of everything. And she bumps into someone that looks exactly like her, who happens to be princess of another country, and they look exactly the same, and they decide to switch lives for a couple of days because old mate princess just needs a break, and she's
so
running the show. It's so hard being a princess. And what ends up happening is they end up falling for the guys that their counterparts are either meant to be with or are friends with, and so they live happily ever after. That's the general crux
you
of the
see,
story.
That's
less
story,
than a minute. That, plot.
That story would lead me to believe that they didn't live happily ever after.
I mean, there's a second one. So,
and a third one.
And a third one. So for my casting, Stacey DeNovo, which is your baker from Chicago, Zooey Deschanel.
Sure.
Yes. Lady Margaret, the princess. Felicity Jones, they do look very similar. They have the same features.
Okay,
they're very
I'm
look-alike. I think you can get away with it. Worst comes to worst, we put Katy Perry in the role because they're definitely identical. Prince Edward will be Aaron Tveit, and Kevin Bake from Chicago, Jeremy Jordan, mainly because they're my favourites and it's Christmas and why not?
And I'll do what I want.
I'll do what I want. Felicity Jones is also British, so for the
Felicity
princess,
Rose Hadley Jones.
We don't need
terrible
we
fake
don't
accent
need
again.
Vanessa Hudgens' fake British accent in this musical.
Truly. Truly bad.
Truly. It would be a classic musical theatre sound, music-wise. Christmas Princess would be the I Want song from Stacey DeNovo.
She just wants to be a Christmas princess.
Because she's fallen in love with the prince, but the prince doesn't love her. He loves Lady Margaret, but he doesn't know that it's not Lady Margaret.
Every time you go to say Lady Margaret, I think of Lady Marmalade.
And then the big baking competition that happens towards the end of the show, the song would be the non-British Bake Off. Because it's not a British bake-off, but everyone has British accents. So
because they're foreign.
Because they're
not great British bake-off.
The great non-British bake-off. There we go. Yeah. I think it's what the people want.
I think it is what the people want.
I think it will be a great show.
It's what some people want.
I think it's definitely going to sell.
I think it will sell that so well.
And baking sells. That pie show Julie loves has did really well.
Sweeney
Todd.
You mean
Waitress?
Waitress.
See what I did to that. Oh, yeah. Look, I think it's calling to be turned into a musical.
Can I ask what the heart of the show is?
Nothing.
Christmas. Love.
It's
do you know what
love.
I love? I know you guys haven't seen it yet, but in the latest film. So in the first film.
So you've seen the third one?
Oh, yes.
KB.
I saw it on the day it came out.
I was like, she must have watched it on that day.
Yes, it came out 3 days ago. So in the first one, they're watching A Christmas Prince, which is the other big Netflix Christmas. They're watching it as a film.
Yes.
Yeah. And then in the second one, the people from The Christmas Prince are in the movie as if they're characters in the story. And I'm like, no. You've set this up as they've been fake characters.
You
and now
to,
you have them as real people?
You had
this
to
is what
have
I love
them
about Christmas
watch
trash.
It as if it was the news.
It was documentary.
Yeah.
It's a documentary on the royal family. Absolutely. I love it. I love Christmas trash. And lots of people love Christmas trash.
I
That's why
Christmas
Hallmark
trash.
Channel still is running. I think
I watched that one the other day. That's really bad. What you were saying about it before.
The Mistletoe Promise?
No. The one with
No. The other one.
Christian Chenoweth.
The Holiday.
Her face genuinely terrified.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to move on because I can't picture
on.
That.
I could have made Holiday into a musical,
no.
Zane, and nobody wants that.
I don't
no.
think that I would be any less
You
interested.
Would be. I was texting people going, I'm not rooting for anyone in this movie.
No.
This is
everyone's trash. But
I,
The Princess, which I think would be a quite a good musical.
Yes.
And I think this is very, very Disney.
Yeah.
Very Fred and Ginger.
Yeah.
A whole mistaken identity
it
thing. They use that a lot.
Like Parent
Classic.
Trap grown up.
It is. It's exactly
well,
it is exactly
it is.
The story of Parent Trap, but in a Christmas adult movie.
It's not exactly the story.
With princesses.
A Christmas adult movie.
With
Kevi,
princesses.
That's what you just said. That's what you're putting out into the world.
Yes. More of it. 10 out of 10,
Thank
KB.
You, Miranda.
Congratulations. And
Jay's
all the
just
best
jealous.
for your opening night.
Yep.
Sam is just jealous that he doesn't love tacky Christmas movies as much
they're
as he should.
So good.
They're disgusting.
Do you know what
and
it is?
Great.
It makes me feel better about my life choices.
Okay, yeah, hate watching things isn't, it doesn't
it's
endear me to you as a
person.
It's not hate watching.
It's
I love, love watching it. Like, I love it, but I love trash talking it while I'm watching it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway. You need to watch The Holiday.
I don't, and
so
I won't.
Nobody needs to watch The Holiday. Nobody also needs to watch, I've already forgotten the name of it.
Did you just title your own thing and forget it?
Hometown Holiday.
Oh, boy.
No, it's,
so
it's
Rocky
about
Mountain
a chef.
Christmas.
A
the sweetest
in Australia
Christmas.
Australia. And it's
oh,
not, yeah.
Yeah, the
it's
one
not a Christmas one.
The
it's
one
just
that's
tacky.
Set in Lemon Myrtle Bay.
Lemon Myrtle
Romance
Bay.
Romance off the menu.
On the menu.
On the menu.
Yeah, don't watch that. Okay.
Romance a la carte.
Guys,
nice.
It was filmed
good.
In Redcliffe, so you should support local
was
industry.
It?
Yeah,
now,
it
was.
More about me.
Okay. How much money goes to Redcliffe if we watch this terrible movie?
None. None. Redcliffe has already received it.
Yeah, yep. they got it all already. But we want more made here, so
okay.
Watch it.
Oh, great. It's wonderful. It has stars a lot of really great Australian actors.
It's so bad.
How about Christmas, Miranda?
Yeah. So I need help naming my show.
Okay.
Because I've not come up with a great name. So the working title is The Three Stooges. But
oh, no.
It is a musical telling of the travels of the three wise men.
Okay, your okay. time
oh,
has started.
I don't
you,
hate
started?
That.
I'm almost certain The Three Stooges did a bit about this.
A travelling adventure of merriment and mishaps as the three kings of the Orient follow the Star of Bethlehem with their precious gifts in hand. Much like a cross between Spamalot and a B-grade road trip movie starring The Three Stooges, sprinkled with some Christmas tinsel and spectacular Broadway dance sequences, and let's not forget real live camels. It's very important.
Oh.
The show starts with a narration song a la Aladdin, referencing the beautiful imagery of the three wise men. Imagine, if you will, the silhouettes of three regally attired men upon camels, and they're gazing across gently rolling hills of white to a tiny solitary building in the distance. The night is dark, and an exceedingly bright star appears to hover over a small building. Which cuts to a suitably crass gag about how uncomfortable camels are, and then we time jump back a few weeks earlier. Okay, the plot sees the three kings setting off individually on their quest, as seen in the stars, finding each other along the road, and they each have two characters accompanying them. So Melchior, I'm going to get their names terribly wrong, I'm sorry, I apologise to Matthew who wrote the book. He's the king of Persia. He has a servant boy and an elderly astrologer with him. Caspar, the king of India, travels with his wife and his eldest son. And Balthazar, the king of Arabia, brings a fancy butler and an armoured guard.
You crushed okay. it.
The
yeah,
accompanying characters often play the straight man to the king's various forms of silliness. Very Spamalotty. But though or through all their troubles along the road, all things happen to unravel in just the right way to accidentally work out. And at the end of Act 1, they arrive in Jerusalem with much the same fanfare as Dorothy arrives at the Emerald City. And they meet the wizard, King Herod, asking, where's the child who's born to be king of the Jews? For we've observed the star, blah, blah, you know, like they do. Herod sends them to Bethlehem, which totes happened in the book, saying, no.
That's 2 minutes, Miranda.
We all went too long. I made all the rules.
No, I'm sorry. We all went under time, Miranda.
With our plush.
Yeah, but I've been describing the songs and things in the way, in the time.
I mean, whose fault is that?
Anyway, so they go off to Bethlehem to find the child, and Herod is saying, oh, yeah, just let me know when you find him and I'll come and pay him homage too. And there's a sinister musical sting, an interval.
Oh, no.
King Herod's a bad guy, guys.
Oh, no.
What?
Who knew that?
Oh.
Who knew?
I could not
Everyone
have
who read the Bible.
Okay,
listen to anything.
Can I do Act 2? Do I have permission to do Act 2?
You've only gone
Act 1.
You've gone 30 seconds over for Act 1.
Who cares? In Act... I'm the Les Mis.
Who's listening to this.
I'm in the Les Mis of this show. The Act 2, the kings are now being followed by Herod's spies, who are taken care of by the king's entourage as the kings themselves remain completely oblivious to Herod's evil plans. Okay, somewhere in there we also discover, and this is my favourite part, that Melchior's servant boy is actually a woman who turns turns out to be his half-sister, very much like Luke and Leia, Star Warsy. And Balthazar's armored guard is also an exceptionally capable, beautiful girl who he has fallen in love with, much to the dismay of his fancy butler, who also very much loves him, because everyone loves
very
a good love triangle.
Of yeah. you, Miranda.
I know. I got Star Wars, I got Shakespeare, I got it all. They eventually make it to the hill above the stable in Bethlehem. Everyone's in love. Herod's goons are all gone, and they go off to deliver their gifts. They do that off stage, and we stay on the hill with the six companions, and they sing a great song about something. And when the kings return to the hill, they all say their goodbyes and head off in their separate ways, having completely forgotten that they were supposed to go back to Herod. And that's how they saved the baby Jesus.
Amazing.
They forgot.
They just forgot in the end.
They got drunk and forgot.
Yeah.
See, so, what I would like is very similar story, but except the...
But not at all.
No. So all the companions have picked up on what Herod's doing, and they're like manipulating the situation so that the three wise men can't go back to Herod with the news.
Uh-huh.
So they know what's going on, but they can't talk to them because they're the king. So yeah. They're like, oh, we'll just burn this
like the donkey off. Has a flat tire yeah. kind of situation.
Yeah,
or like, donkey. Hey, how about a game of leapfrog? Because that always makes you forget what you want to do.
I did also toy with the idea of having a fourth wise man who didn't make it and making the whole show about him trying to get there.
Oh, I would prefer not a wise man because he didn't make the cut of wise man. He's like the fourth stooge.
Yeah.
He's a stupid guy in the end cannot get to the
I'm
baby
wise
Jesus.
Too.
He's stuck at like the pharmacy trying to get something for the baby on the way there. And
he's like trying to pick
they're
up
out
his
of gold,
gift.
They're out of myrrh, they're out of frankincense. Oh, I could get him a nice lavender eye pillow.
Give him some dirt.
Yeah.
Just get him like a Lynx deodorant set.
Yeah, what about this taboo yes. fragrance? What's this taboo fragrance got in it?
Yeah, all of those things could work.
Well, Miranda.
But this is what I went with. Wait.
What?
The book is written by Joss Whedon. And the music by Mel Brooks.
So a musical you wrote, but are taking absolutely no claim to.
Yeah. And my cast stars Bill Murray as the old King Caspar, Chris O'Dowd as the middle-aged King Melchior,
terrifying.
Jack Whitehall as the young King Balthazar.
Yes.
With Mandy Patinkin as King Herod.
Amazing.
That's a really culturally insensitive cast
yes.
because they're all old
Middle
white guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you wanted guy. Something more
I would pay
Put
any
Norm
money
Lewis.
In the world to see Jack Whitehall in anything, so yes.
Can Norm Lewis be the baby Jesus? Just his head?
Look,
we don't see
I
the
am
baby
in
Jesus.
No way involved
it's not
with
about
this
musical. Him. The baby Jesus appears in this in the same way Dorothy appears in Wicked.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not
I thought you were
saying
The Wizard
her.
Of Oz. I was like, oh.
No.
Questions.
So what are we going to name it?
What are we going to name it? That's my thing. I don't
On
know.
The road.
Just call it The Wise Guys.
Wise Guys.
Yeah.
They're not very wise.
But that's the that's
oh,
the
okay.
point. That's
all right.
That's the irony.
Just
the Wise Guys, the musical.
Wise Guys.
Wise Guys.
But with Zeds.
I just did that. WIZEGUYZ.
I think out of all three musicals presented to me, I have the highest likelihood of going to see that one.
Rude.
I thought you were about to say mine is the highest caliber. will be
I've got Danny DeVito married to Kristen Chenoweth.
Look, you're a close second.
Guys, I'm sorry, but I have the most popular. I have the people's
You're making
choice.
The most money.
I have
KB,
the people's choice
KB,
award.
I have said it before and I'll say it again. People are the worst.
That's not what you say.
Let's not.
People are trash.
But Jack yeah. Whitehall,
it's particularly
yeah, I'm all
good
for
casting.
Wise guys.
Mm. Okay, wise guys with lots of Zs.
Yeah.
If we can somehow get a Z into the at the beginning too, we will.
Just ZT.
These wise guys.
I'm doing it.
Sorry, right, well, everyone, this was a pretty loose episode.
Yeah,
it's let Christmas.
Us know, let us know which Christmas show you want to go see.
Yeah.
Winner.
I got so excited about mine, I almost started writing it, but I didn't.
You
I'm
should, Zane.
Relatively excited about mine in terms of design.
Yeah.
The thing about the reason why I didn't adopt do a Seinfeld Festivus musical is just because of the rights. Like you can't do it. Festivus isn't owned by Seinfeld. I dug that deep. Yes.
That's interesting.
It's not owned by anyone, actually, because it was invented by one of the writers on Seinfeld's dad.
Oh.
and then featured on Seinfeld. So that's when it kind of went became popular.
But what if, like, old mate Jez Seinfeld got involved with your Seinfeld musical?
Jerry.
Yeah.
If he got involved?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I also think the rights to Deck the Halls, the movie, would not be that expensive.
Oh, Netflix is going to help us write this, guys. Sure. It's very fun.
Well, Netflix is producing it.
It might be owned by Disney. We don't know.
It's probably actually owned by Disney.
I can check Disney Plus.
Anyway, we'll check that out another time, maybe.
But you let us know. You can rank them.
What do you
rank them?
Yeah, tell us.
What did I get out of 10?
You definitely got like 12 out of 10 for me.
Yes.
I'm going to give you an 8 out of 10.
8.
But I'm a harsher critic.
To balance it out.
And then, the average is 10 out of 10.
I haven't even voted. Apparently, don't need to.
Well, technically, it's a 0. So that brings you back down to like a 6.5.
How is it a 0?
Because if you don't vote, it's 0.
Oh, I'm donkey voting, yeah.
The average is nothing.
Anywho.
You can find us on Facebook. Or on Instagram, or on Twitter, or you can email us at musicalstaughtmeeverythingiknow@gmail.com.
Pitch us a Christmas musical.
Yeah, pitch us a Christmas musical. Okay. But do that on social media. Don't send us an email about it. Because it's very hard to like get your permission to then share it on social media and that whole thing.
Okay.
To pitch it on social media.
Or if you want to do fan art for the musicals we've created and create us some posters and send them through and tag us in them, we'd love to see them. Yeah. I personally...
Unfortunately, only one of us is a graphic designer who's going to do their musical, so...
That's why we need two listeners.
Three of us that would give it a crack on Canva.
I want to see your fan art.
All right. Well, everyone... Everyone, have fun. Enjoy the holiday period. Celebrate in whatever way you do. Do it safely. Socially distance if you need to, which is pretty much everyone. Please.
Please keep everyone's safe.
Just do what you're told, guys. Do
you're
what
you're
told.
Looking at me very weirdly, you know?
It's okay.
Merry Christmas.
No. What do you usually say?
Happy.
No, you go Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
There we go. It's not Christmas without that.
It's Happy a Festivus Christmas. For the rest of us.
Bye.
A Festivus miracle.
Hey, Stevie, want to skydive into this snake-infested cactus patch without parachutes?
Isn't that dangerous?
We have literally no way of knowing. Wait, are those listeners?
Hi, I'm Stephen Denham.
And I'm Matthew Caffo. We're the hosts of Let's Get Dangerous,
a podcast about dangerous activities
and whether or not you should do them.
Available wherever you get your podcasts.
I get mine from an electrical socket.
Wait, what?
I pull them out with this fork. Get in my ears, WTF!
That's it. I'm calling your mum.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.